Next up, the Skeleton Press is in need of support, and the Skeleton Park Arts Fest team is launching their fundraising efforts with a concert featuring talented local artist Charlotte Cornfield and friends this Saturday, November 25th. The Skeleton Press is a quarterly paper serving the Skeleton Park neighborhood and surrounding area. I sat down with Greg Tilson, director of the Skeleton Park Arts Fest, to talk about the Skeleton Press and their fundraising efforts. I'm sitting down with Greg Tilson, artistic director of Skeleton Park Arts Fest, here today to talk about their upcoming fundraiser to support the Skeleton Press. So welcome back to CFRC, Greg.
Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome. Well, for those who haven't had the pleasure of reading, I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about what folks can expect when they read the Skeleton Press and a bit about the background of the publication.
Sure. So the Skeleton Press is a free neighborhood newspaper in the Skeleton Park area that is published by the Skeleton Park Arts Festival. It distributes over 6,000 issues on a quarterly basis to the surrounding neighborhood and downtown, and there's different distribution points, you know, Novel Idea, Kingston Community Credit Union, Home Base Housing, the Elm Cafe. Like there's lots of spots to pick one up, in addition to the neighborhood receiving it door to door by Canada Post. But in answer to your question about, you know, what is it, it's kind of a unique publication in that it's mostly written just by people that live in the neighborhood. Fortunately, there's a lot of great writers in this neighborhood. Also artists, illustrators, photographers. You know, we're an arts neighborhood, an arts organization, so there's a lot of content about that and politics and neighborhood politics, but it's just a really fun way for sharing ideas, sharing stories, and also just kind of presenting like a broad and diverse perspective of different people's voices in this area.
Yeah, awesome. And getting right into the fundraising event, which is what we're here to talk about today, I was wondering if you've fundraised specifically for the Skeleton Press before, or if this is a new initiative that's become a need recently.
Yeah, thanks for that question. It is, in general, a new need. And the reason is because this was a project that it was initiated back near the beginning of the pandemic. And so it was, like I said, a fun way to amplify the all of the different voices in the neighborhood, but also it was a successful way of pivoting when we couldn't offer in-person programming. So now that we're back to in-person programming, the funds are now somewhat divided. We also received additional funding during that time frame, as many arts organizations had, just to weather the storm of the pandemic. However, it was so successful, and the neighborhood responded in just an incredibly supportive and positive way, that we want to keep it going, and so we're trying to find those new revenue streams without, resorting to ads, because that seems to be something that neighborhoods value, without charging a subscription fee. And so we're trying to take an approach whereby the financial support that we're seeking, we're calling Friends of the Skeleton Press. And that's people who are, you know, in that position financially, who can go on our charitable website through the skeletonparkartsfest.ca website and join up for monthly donations. So we're just, you know, so that the paper can continue to be written by and for the neighborhood, but also be, you know, supported financially by that Skeleton Park Arts Festival community.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I was curious, I guess I have the inside scoop with broadcasting, but definitely none of the behind the scenes of a publication like the Skeleton Press. What are some of the costs of the paper that the funds will help cover?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that. People will want to know where their money's going. And there's so many important causes out there to support right now. But we are finding there's just a desire to support a neighborhood newspaper, a community grassroots newspaper like this, especially at this time where, you know, our sources to this kind of media are definitely not as accessible as they used to be. And in terms of our budget and our expenses that we need help covering with people's donations, the main expenses are you know, the creatives, right? The writers, the illustrators, the photographers. We pay union rates for our writers and market rates for our illustrators and photographers. You know, editors, other staff associated with the project, and then the cost for printing and distributing. So we encounter significant quarterly fees to print over 6,000 copies, and also, you know, expenses like Canada Post who deliver the paper door to door.
Well, thank you for that background there. And getting into the fun part, the event coming up.
Yeah.
So the headliner for the afternoon is Charlotte Cornfield. I was wondering, how did she get involved with this project?
Yeah, she's been, you know, a supporter and kind of a artist participant in the festival for years. You know, she's kind of one of these backed by popular demand artists. You know, she's performed at the festival. We've hosted her many times in different venues around town. And she's done the matinee before, and you know, the matinee crowd, especially the families, they love her. Charlotte actually just had a baby. She's probably bringing her baby. And so she, we've written about her in the Skeleton Press. You know, she has family just down the road in the county. Yeah, you know, she's just a friend of the Skeleton Park community, but also super popular, you know, like, her followers are definitely on the rise. You know, she's covered in Rolling Stone. She's touring all over the place, less so now that she has a baby. But yeah, she's just such a lovely person, and people in the Skeleton Park community really love her music. So we thought it was a good fit.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be awesome. And I saw also, it said, and special guests. Would you like to share a bit about those performers, or will that be a surprise for next Saturday?
Oh yeah, well, it's you know, it's just basically we want to warm up the stage for Charlotte. You know, we're in the very fortunate position in terms of a fundraiser, right? Where a lot of the people that organize the festival and the newspaper are also in a band called the Gertrudes.
Oh yeah,
myself. So, you know, we're in that position where many of us are organizing the event anyway, and Mo, our singers, one of our lead singers is, you know, she's going to be emceeing, I think. You know, she usually emcees those concerts. And so, yeah, it's the same old crowd that you see at these concerts a lot, but it won't be long. You know, the doors are at 1:30 Saturday, November 25th. It's by donation, you know, pay what you can. The Gertrudes will play some, you know, a few tunes, probably closer to 2. I really encourage people to come early because it'll fill up, and it's a first come first serve policy. And then Charlotte, you know, she'll go on shortly after that, after we've warmed up the stage for her. But yeah, the thing that's cool about this campaign is people that are in a financial position that can donate monthly, you know, kind of, so we can expect that for all future issues, that kind of ongoing revenue stream, we're going to give them the VIP treatment. So they'll be allowed to come backstage, and you know, we'll have catering, and we'll also acknowledge them on page 2 of the Skeleton Press future issues, and, you know, include them at other events in that, like, VIP status. And it's just, you know, we want to make people feel part of it, and people that have the privilege to contribute in that way, we want them to, you know, be part of the social scene that is the Skeleton Press and that is the Skeleton Park Arts Festival.
Yeah, amazing. Well, looking forward to November 25th. And I guess, just so our listeners know, for those interested, it's pretty easy to stumble across a copy of the Skeleton Press, I think, here in Kingston. But if you can't wait, I believe you can look at past issues on skeletonparkartsfest.ca.
We often, as I think you noted before we started the interview, there are often a few copies at CFRC Radio.
That's true.
You can stop by on campus. Union Gallery often carries it. But yeah, maybe for students that are listening, if you're downtown, like Novel ID usually has a big stack of the papers. Mm-hmm. And again, quarterly. So we just published our fall issue, and hopefully, if all this goes well with fundraising, you'll see a winter issue and spring issue as well.
Good stuff. And are there any other places folks should be aware of to keep up with SFAF and support all the wonderful things you do?
Yeah, thanks. I think, you know, the newspaper is a source of information, and our website, Skeleton Park Arts Fest, that you mentioned, and there's an opportunity to donate on that site. And you know, our socials, of course, Facebook and Instagram, and you know, I think for students especially that are new to town, we're just north of downtown. McBurney Park is another name for Skeleton Park, and you know, we just had a big Halloween parade there. There'll be another one of those at Easter, and you know, next church, 89 Colburn Street, is just around the corner from the park. And so yeah, it's a pretty welcoming neighborhood, and I hope people that are new to Queens and new to Kingston can connect with us in the future.
Once again, that was Greg Tilson, director of the Skeleton Park Arts Fest, on the upcoming fundraising concert this Saturday to support the Skeleton Press. Be sure to attend on Saturday at Next Church. That's 89 Colburn Street. Doors open at 1:30 p.m., with music kicking off at 2 p.m. and entry by donation.